And welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, and welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadik Bynum, and welcome to our show. I am your host, Bilal Masadik Bynum, and the New Africa Business Association, as you know, we are a network marketing and business identification association. We identify businesses throughout the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, and we network with all that are interested in building businesses or conversating on building businesses throughout this country. Excuse me, got a slight cough, but we're looking forward to having an open mic conversation this evening about our many discussions that we have that we like to present this evening. Giving everyone a chance to call in, we're going to take a quick station break with one of our sponsors, and then we'll be right back with this evening talk show. Be right back.
When we played our charade, we were like children posing, playing at games, acting out names, guessing the parts we play. Oh, what a hit we made. We came on next to closing, best on the bill, lovers until love left the masquerade. Fate seemed to pull the strings I turned, and you were gone, far from a darkened wing. The music box played on, sad little serenade, song of my heart's composing. I hear it still, I always will, best on the bill, charade. Darkened wing, the music box played on. That little serenade, song of my heart composing. I hear it still, I always will. Best on the bill, charade.
And welcome back to the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio of the Washington metropolitan area. Again, my name is Bilal Masadik Bynum. I am one of your hosts. I will introduce one or two of our co-hosts. my co-host, Brother Aziz, are you there?
Yes, assalamu alaikum, brothers. Hi, and sisters. How y'all today?
Everything is fine. And then, of course, we have our other co-host, Miss Swan, Sister Swan, out of the Delaware area. Are you with us?
Yes, good evening, Sister Bernice Swan, and I am with the Delaware affiliation, and your co-host.
Okay. Also, out of the Annapolis area, Sister Neal, are you with us?
Yes. Yes, assalamu alaikum.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm Sayyid Sunil.
Thanks so much. I wanted to make certain that all of these presenters are with us because each one of them have something very special that we would like to present. As you know, the New Africa Business Association. For those of you who are new and haven't been listening to us previously, the New Africa Business Association, we are our network marketing and business identification organization, saying that we have two objectives. Our first objective is to identify businesses in our communities. And I say our communities, I'm basically talking about the African-American community, but everyone who lives in the African-American community. So our communities is where we try to identify businesses. And I say that for all of our listeners, not so much as this is another black movement, in which you can say, I don't mind saying it is, but no. I am saying it because when it comes to the African-American communities, we are communities that consume and spend a large amount of money. Therefore, it only makes good economical sense to bring businesses directly into the communities where the monies are being spent. And when you start talking about a fiscal spending, on annual spending, and we're talking about last year's annual spending, the statistics are showing that we spent more than $1.3 trillion. So a community spending that type of money, and they're 99% consumers, which means they do not own businesses, they just simply buy from others. That is a community that is worth looking into, and that is a community that needs to look into itself and see that the economical growth is certainly worth something that should be invested to, and making communities become invested, and seeing that type of economical values should be reason enough to become vested. And then start investing into business jointly in your community. So again, the New Africa Business Association is putting on identified businesses here in the Washington metropolitan area, but the same activities are going on all over our country. There are many, many New Africa Business Associations. The New Africa Business Association was named, or we got our name, back in 2005, and that was from our late leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad, and we pray that he is in paradise. And he left that name with us. Therefore, if you have New Africa Business Associations participating all over this country, and to see evidence of that participation, we invite all of you to be in the North Carolina area, where we will have our national business association, which we all are associated with. Again, I represent the Washington metropolitan area, excuse me, but all of the associations that are participating are subsidiaries, are members of the National Business Association. And the National Business Association will put, we all once a year come together to show the advances that we have made in our local business areas and all over the country, how the different advances in hearing and being able to network with African-American business and entrepreneurs from all over the country. You getting to know them and they getting to know you. And, of course, you get a chance to talk about a production not only in your area but all over the country. So that's going to be held May the 4th to May 6th. And we should have representatives on from the National Business Conference. I will ask this time, do we have a representative from the National Muslims Business Conference on with us as we speak? Okay, of course, we have plenty of time, and they probably will be coming on before we leave this evening. But in the meantime, I am going to get back right into our discussions this evening. I want to particularly say, before I turn it over to some of my my co-workers, I want to present Sister Neal. Sister Neal she's a registered nurse, but Sister Neal represents the seniors in our communities. And when she just brought it to my attention just a couple of days ago that our seniors was not able to be mobile and get to prayer services and other important places such as medical care, places where, in other words, seniors are just incapable of being mobile. And this is because of transportation. The van that they used for so many years have broken down on them, and they had need for a new van. So therefore, I broke off just about everything that we normally planned, and I told Sister Neal we are going to give her all the attention that she needs. And I'm asking her and those seniors to appeal to our business communities. And of course, we as business folks, I don't need to remind you that we can help these seniors. And remember, it's a charitable deduction that's being done directly through their MassJet. So all payments in it, donations that anyone might consider this evening, would be paid directly through the MassJet. And of course, those of you who do not understand, the MassJet is the same as a church or a synagogue. So, Sister Neal, if you would, let us know just what the seniors need and how we can support.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Brother Bilal, for giving me the opportunity to come on and talk to your listeners. I can't take credit for starting the goal to get the new van. Actually, there are other people in the MassJet that have started it, and certainly some of our seniors are actually helping with that idea. But my husband and I felt very strongly in support of what the seniors are doing. They come from a long history of being very sturdy and hardworking seniors, not complaining, going about their business, trying to do what they have to do, and just trying to do the best they can. But many of them have aged to the point where some of them are in wheelchairs and or walkers, or have problems with mobility, and they can't make it into the MassJet or make it to the MassJet, depending on where they live. So the van that they bought many years ago, with their own hard work, has just gone to the point, like with everything in life, it's just no longer useful. My major concern, just from a health background, was that it was safe, and it did not have some of the particular renovations that are now on vans that are refitted to meet federal guidelines to be safe, ADA guidelines and other guidelines to make sure that they have been retrofitted so that they meet these standards, because the biggest thing we want to do is provide, we want to provide them with what they need, but we also want to provide that in safety. So that was a major concern with the current, with the van that they've been using for many years. And now we're in a new time, and we're trying. It's up to us, those of us that are still able to be mobile and that are still able to get to the masjid and that are still able to see this as a problem, that I'm sure we're not the first congregation that faced it. I'm sure we won't be the last. It is very common in many congregations. It's just our time has come to really, really, you know, put our action where our mouths are or where our hearts are, and try to collect as much money as we can to, you know, hopefully get a new van that can be retrofitted to be wheelchair accessed. And if not a new van, at least to get one that is in much, much better shape than what we have, and to be able to pick our seniors up. We actually had one senior that fell getting onto a bus, I understand, on Monday. And if that wasn't sort of the herald cry for all of us to work even harder, because this particular senior is one that is at the masjid pretty much every day. Her life is very much tied into the life of the masjid, and she fell on the bus and or getting on the bus and is now hospitalized. So we really want to do all we can to give as much as we can to help that situation to be resolved. And I do thank you for allowing me this opportunity to talk to your listeners about it. If anybody wants to give, they can certainly contact Masjid Muhammad, 1519 4th Street Northwest, zip code 2001. They can go online. It's also known as the nation's mosque because it is in the nation's capital, and they can get the address and the email address. And they should always note when they do, if they want to give a donation, that it is for the van, to make sure that it's put in the proper account for the van, because the funds there, I'm told, will be used exclusively for the purchase of a van. Thank you again, Brother Bilal.
Okay, well, you certainly are welcome, Sister Nella, and like I said, you certainly have our donation. And you certainly will, like I said, it was a last-minute notification that we received. But when it comes to the seniors of the community, as far as I am concerned, that comes first. So the efforts have been started this evening, and these efforts will continue until this is done. I have contacted the National Association and the president, and like I said, we have entrepreneurs that are in the automobile business. Some of them have brand new dealerships, and so the call is out, and we understand that one of the president wants to. We will try to donate as much money as we can, but we may also have some situations where the dealership may also donate a large portion of that van. But so, again, it was a notice that we just got, but believe me, the call is out when it comes to those seniors. And like you said, and I heard about that sister, and I know she, I think she was in her 90s or so, was she not, Sister Neil?
I think close to 80. I think she hasn't quite made 90 yet, but
she's definitely
a regular daily participant. We have a senior nutrition program. We're a senior site at Masjid Muhammad for any senior, 60 and older, in D.C. with the D.C. residents can come in and get a meal Monday through Thursday free of charge at the Masjid, and she's a sister who participates in it every day.
Yes.
They get meals,
yes.
They get socialization, they play games, they take trips.
Right.
And,
well, like
and
I
so,
said, when it comes to the seniors, everything else, as far as I'm concerned, must stop. We must. They have to come first. They took care of us. And
yes,
so now that's why I hear your call, and I am certainly out to support until the sisters get that van. I am going to make my appeal to our business associations. So certainly, and I ask you to stay on with us this evening, because before closing, we want you to tell us again how we can contribute to those efforts. We'll get on again to New Africa Business Association Network Marketing and Business Identifications. We want to know about businesses in our communities so we can be able to shop at these businesses or even at least have the opportunities. So again, the New Africa Businesses Associations, again, of the Washington metropolitan area, and all of our associations throughout the country are independently incorporated. And again, we all are subsidiaries. We all are members of the National Business Association, and they will be having their business conference. Brother Aziz, you have a lot of information on that, or should I look at my information?
Yes, I do, brother. The National Business Conference and Expo Conference and International Trade Show will be held at the Hilton Hotel Raleigh Durham in the Crabtree Valley, North Carolina. And that's going to be May 4th through May the 6th. And you can contact them online at www.nationalmbc.org. And that is www.nationalmbc.org. Or you can call at area code 704-201-1353. And that is area code 704-201-1353. And anyone interested in going, we'd tell them to call in to the Raleigh Crabtree Valley Hotel there in North Carolina. And that area code for that hotel is 919, area code 919-703-2525. And that's the Hilton Inn at the Raleigh Crabtree Valley. And that number is area code 919-703-2525. And when you call in there, give them the event code. And our event code is NMBC2018. That event code to get the discount there is NMBC2018. And Brother Bilal, would you like to tell them about the events that's going to be taking place that the weekend?
Yes. Of course, again, the business show will be taking place this weekend. And as far as the different events, like I was saying before, you're going to be meeting, we're going to be networking and meeting with business owners from all over the country. So you'll get to know them. And also in return there, we'll be getting to know you. But right now, I want to go over to Delaware, and Miss Juan, good evening, and you can bring us up to date on what's happening on that part of our marketing area.
All right, and good evening again. The project that we're working on the topic is Black Friday Welfare Day, not welfare, but Welfare Day. And that topic was finally agreed upon with feedback that we got on combining two topics that we were considering doing. Those of you who are listening are aware of the progression of that particular project and how we came up with the title. Nevertheless, Black Friday Welfare Day is going to ask the black community nationally to spend their fares well by setting aside a Friday, and that can progress to even more Fridays if we so choose, and that is we, the black community. But to have baby steps, we're asking that on the Black Friday Welfare Day, we want you to spend your fares well by not doing anything on that particular day, which we are setting aside as the last Friday of each month, in which case you will spend in a black business, and avoid spending, not as a penalty for anyone, but to spend in the black businesses to show support and growth for our black businesses, and at the same time, nationally show other businesses that consume our dollars the power of our dollar by having a day when they will not have our dollars in their hand. We spend more than $1.3 trillion annually in businesses that are not in turn letting those funds come back to support and benefit the black community. So at least that one day, if we can move this into a national agenda, on that one day, people will be impacted with the power that we have in our spending habits and in our spending power. That project is coming along consistently. And, of course, I'm working here out of this area, but slowly by slowly, I'm going to let that effort being placed here in this region continue to grow and continue to grow until finally our project becomes nationally known. And of course that takes time and it takes care in determining who we're reaching out to and how they can reach out in turn to other organizations willing to help us. That will include fraternities, sororities, colleges, business people, politicians, all of these different people. I am trying to find out who their top leaders are, entertainment world, media. It's a long list of people that I am going to just gradually keep touching, and they in turn will also be reaching out until finally, and you know how media is nowadays, it doesn't take too long for things to finally be known internationally, not to mention nationally. But that's where we are, and continue to have your best interests at heart in what we're trying to do here. But I know it's going to work. It's just a matter of persistence and faith that this is going to be something where the black community will say, on this day, you will not feel the power of my dollar except in a black business. Of course, there will be emergencies, and that's understood. One of the things that we looked at, too, was not just not spending on the Black Friday Welfare Day, but what are you going to do with that money that you have now saved? Are you going to go out that following Saturday and spend it anyway? Well, actually, you have defeated your own purpose. And so what we want to do is establish reach out to different financial organizations and institutions to ask them who we can trust with the monies that are going to be coming into a fund. And the fund we're hoping will be ask each African-American household specifically and anybody else who is in support of us to spend $5 towards a fund that we set up, and that fund, month by month, will be used to help the black community with whatever amounts of money we get until that grows and grows and grows. The more it grows, the more money you have, the more diversification you can use in its use. We're looking at such things as the month of January going into women's health, February going into children's health, March, housing and helping the homeless,
and the homeless shelters. April, our National History Museum. It's going to be looking for support for the fine things it has done and continues to do and wants to continue to grow in doing. Scholarship for the month of May. Our children are not able to go to historically black colleges and universities. They don't have the money for the scholarship to offer our children that the non-white, the non-black schools can offer our children. So many times our schools are threatened with closing or cutting back on funding because naturally parents can't afford to pay, and they're going to go to a school that offers full scholarships and a lot of money. So that's another area that we could use our $5 per family household. June monies that we designate to our historically black colleges and universities. July, reach out to our mother country. The diaspora needs us as much as we need each other nationally in this power effort of the black dollar. August, the black media and black entertainment world, believe me, once this reaches a core of them, they are going to be willing to work with us. They are already reaching out, but we want even more of our black entertainment world and our black media world to know this project and come on board with us. Certainly they will, but it takes time to find the right person who will say, glad to hear it, we're going to help you all in that project. And the good thing about this is you don't have to get on buses, and I'm not knocking that. There's a time for everything. But for this project, you're sitting in the comforts of your own home. You're putting your money in the envelope to whoever we finally tell you it'll be designated to with the institution, and you are doing something without having to get on a bus, without having to join any protest march, without having to do anything but lick an envelope and send it to the right source, and then that source we want to identify as someone who will in turn let you know that we are using these funds. You know, I don't care if it means we have to individually identify with thank you for the people who are contributing. I don't care what it is. I don't want you to think your money's just willy-nilly out there. You're giving. We want you to get the recognition for it, much like the National Black National History Museum does for us. Food banks in September. There's no reason for people to be hungry, like I heard tonight in our area, some children whose parents can't afford to spend the 40 cents auxiliary money for their child's lunch. The child is sitting there without a lunch. Other kids looking at them. Some are teasing them because, you don't have your lunch today. And so the people are saying, this ain't going to happen anymore, not in our school district. And so they're doing whatever they have to do to make sure every child gets the same lunch. I don't care how much it costs, and they're not going to care about whether the parents are behind in their 40 cents. That's the kind of attitude we want, being consistent with making sure we're taking care of our community-owned, this national community of ours. And we don't limit that to other children in need, but we know specifically $1.6 trillion and our children are without lunches, something's wrong with that community. October, entrepreneurial recognition. A lot of businesses don't know what to do, and certainly our blog radio is doing a lot to help people say, you want to start a business? We're here to help you. Well, let's push that a little further. And we have ways of people having money to get their businesses started, keeping them going. They've got to know this information, and of course, blog radio is doing a good job with that. November, helping the disabled, especially these veterans coming home. Why are they on the corner holding a tin can and not having a place to sleep tonight? The black community has people in that situation, probably a greater number, and so that shouldn't be. So we have to keep working at this thing to make sure this list is going to be satisfied. December, if we are doing things from January until November, certainly by December, I don't feel bad about holding up my hand to the federal government and saying, look, we have done this from January to November in a successful way. Federal government, can you now make some contribution to our efforts? And certainly, I can't see them saying no because they look really bad nationally and internationally when they know people are trying to help themselves and they're asking for help from their own country. So we're also reaching out to black caucuses, lawyers, bankers, politicians, sororities, fraternities, churches, the list goes on and on. So you can see I have a handful, but I'm loving every minute of it. And eventually, these little tiny baby steps that I am taking are going to be the big giant steps towards something that America can say, look what that black community is doing for itself. So I'll keep you posted. You don't hear me on the blog every time as your host, but that doesn't mean your host is not working on this end to get that wheel turning faster and faster and louder and louder. I'm loving what I'm doing. I love your support in what I'm doing, and I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
thank you.
See, that's the energy. Again, the New Africa Business Association. And as you can see, that's one of our hosts and one of our directors out of the Delaware area. But our arms now are reaching out in many, many areas other than Washington, other than Washington D.C. Because at this point, we are the only blog talk radio that actually talks about nothing but business and politics. And, of course, tonight, and community concerns. So the more the community participate and what is available to them, because information is power. And in our communities, we're not able to communicate. Like this hour that we're spending, and for the last 2 hours, we've been able to spend communicating with each other. And at this point, like I said, our arms have reached from Washington, D.C. to many, many other areas that are actually working with us as an organization, because we all believe in the message that we are portraying. So thanks so much, Sister Swan, and please keep up the work, good work. Because it's your efforts and efforts like yourself that really motivates me. I you hear me stuttering now because sometimes I simply get burnt out. I've been out here trying to get this message across and showing the importance of, because the importance of African Americans become entrepreneurs and the power of that black dollar. I mean, for instance, look at the mistake that Starbucks just made because they tried to profile. They tried to profile human beings just because of the what they look like, and then they found out that they ran into two respectable human beings who was just simply in their facility, but again, hate when it comes to economics, and you have an economical force such as the black dollar, and that black economical dollar saying, I'm not going to spend my money with you anymore. That does damage to hate. And those who are enforcing that hate, they will be damaged because the manager, they don't know what happened to that manager. I know she doesn't have her job there anymore, and she was hidden. That's what money and the power of money and the power of the black dollar. So by all means, what Sister Swan are saying and what the New Africa Business Association is saying is that your independence is business and commerce. The services and the products that you have that can be sold to each other. But our problem is that we just don't know anything about each other when it comes to business or any kind of business ideas, because it's just something that we never, ever presented to each other as a community and even as a group. Businesses are something that, is, especially when you start talking about, let's own a business together. let's 10 or 50 of us buy a franchise. Any, you name it, 10 or 50 of us buy just about any type of franchise that you actually want to buy and put directly into our communities, a communities that have no businesses, but a communities that go on the outside of the communities and spend the kinds of trillions of dollars that we do spend. So the proof, like I said, the proof is in the pudding. And here the proof is showing that the African American's dollar is very strong, but the African American's ownership of business and being able to circulate the monies back into their communities is just about non-existent. So our efforts, again, is to turn all of that around, is to turn the Adalo, become our entrepreneurs, find out the entrepreneurs that do exist in our communities, right here in the metropolitan areas, but all of our communities. We want to find where our dollar bills can be spent directly and stay in our communities. That's why we're putting together our communities identification directories. And these community directories you'll be able to go online regardless if you're in the Washington metropolitan area, the Delaware, the North Carolinas, or whatever areas you may be. You can go directly to the websites and I'll be able to see businesses that are registered with the business associations, and you'll be able to network and do business with each other. That's what our objective is. And once that objective is reached, then my goodness, look at the power. Because, again, business and politics, needless to say, that is the power of this country. Those who control the business and those who control their own political directions are those who will seek their independence. I think that we're looking for in this country. Anyway, our mics are open for all of you, for all of those who are listening. Our call-in number for those who wish to call in and to participate in any of our discussions, that call-in number is 657-383-1372. And so, again, we are providing the communications tools, but it's up to you as a community to use these. So like I said, at this point, and we hopefully this will grow, but at this point, the New Africa Business Association is the only association that I know of that is its purpose to do nothing but stimulate business and economical growth in our communities. So again, we're going to take a quick can deal with one of our sponsors who helps to keep us on the show, and then we will come back and we'll deal with closing out for the evening.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Okay, and welcome back to the New Africa Business Association. of Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, again with my co-host, Abdul Aziz, along with Sister Swan. I am going to, yes, we'll be going into our closing parts of the program. We got about 13 more minutes. Brother Aziz, I think I'll start with you.
All right. First of all, I'd like to thank Sister Swan for her presentation, man. I was like, yeah, we need to move that on, as you know, as it comes along, as she comes along with it. But fantastic outlay for the Black Friday, the Welfare Day, with a 12-month program. I was like you, Bilal. I was just there, just elated with it, you know, and I really appreciate that. And I look forward to us, you know, being a part of helping develop that. Another thing I wanted to bring up that Sister Swan also brought up some time ago, and we haven't totally pursued it yet, but I thought that was another fantastic idea also, and that was the Give a Goat. And that Give a Goat program is still something that is, again, that would benefit us communicating with our brothers and sisters somewhere else, you know, that was in need. And this is fitting in with the 12-month program. I also wanted to say that our listeners out there that are listening, don't miss the opportunity to come to the National Muslim Business Council Business Expo and Conference, because you can definitely have the opportunity there to network with people that are in business that are, you know, that's making a living off of that business, as well as people that are willing to share information or that can give you information on how to start a business, as well as how to get finance to help start your business. So all these things are things that normally people have to pay for or spend a lot of time getting that information, wherein at this conference and expo, you'll be able to meet people that can help you get in business, as well as learn different things you need to know about business. Also, Brother Bilal is the lead on the New Africa Business Association blog radio show. I just wanted to commend you on keeping it going, brother, because it's a real yeoman effort to reach out there to our community and continue every week to do the same thing, wanting to market any African-American business that's out there from coast to coast or from north to south that's in business. But our prime target is also the Washington metropolitan area, exposing businesses, letting people network with one another that can help one another bring business into our community and provide jobs within our community for one another and change our status in the whole world. So this is a big effort, and to keep sticking with it, I'm just going back on some notes from 2016 in January. And, you know, notes from 2016 in January, all I'm saying is that was, over 2 years ago going on, you know. And to continue the effort and to continue to reach out to our people, thank you for doing it, and we're going to keep this going. And Sister Swan, thank you for helping out also and continuing to keep this program going, because there's a saying that we have, whoever strives shall be successful. So I want our listeners out there to know we're going to continue this, and if you have anything you want to participate in when it comes to business, coming to the right spot to listen to the New Africa Business Association Block Talk Radio Show in Washington, D.C. And that's what I have to say for today.
Okay, thanks so much, Brother Aziz, for those words of kind words, words of wisdom and motivation. I do want to remind everybody that May 4th to May 6th is the North Carolina Convention. The number down there is 704-201-1353. And also, remember our seniors. I am going to have a position until our seniors get their van. Sister Neal, I am going to invite you. You can. I'm going to leave you in charge of that, and you can inform whoever needs to be informed to come in and listen. And we're going to talk about continuing making our donations until we do get that, our van and get our seniors motivated. So, Sister Neal, we certainly would like to hear whatever you have to say within closing.
Well, thank you again, Brother Bilal and the other Brother Aziz and Sister Swan. I enjoyed your comments and presentation. And Sister Swan, I really enjoyed what you were saying about the Black Friday Welfare Day. That's a wonderful concept, and hopefully it'll catch on and we'll be able to have it all over the country, because we certainly need to have that. Just as our pioneers marched for 360 days plus in Birmingham, Alabama, off the bus to finally get the bus to let black people sit down on the bus anywhere they wanted to. It's wonderful that you're, you know, giving us a guiding light with your activities that you're doing. And I will pray that everything will continue to work out well for you with your efforts. And thank you, Brother Bilal, for allowing me to come on to make a plea. I will accept the responsibility myself or someone else, but we will be pleading until we can get this van that we need. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, we are the Business Association is certainly out to support you, and we will continue in any way that we can, especially by informing business our business owners to make donations because they, we know their charitable donations are tax deductible. So they're getting two blessings. They're getting the blessings, of course, from Almighty God from helping these seniors. And we pray that they do. But and we also pray that we also know that they're writing off whatever money that they can donate to your efforts. And like I said, our check is the association definitely I think you know the amount that we said we'll be writing our check for. Brother Aziz, we'll be doing that tomorrow when we go to prayer service. Now I want to go back with in closing to our director over in Delaware, Sister Swan. Your closing comments.
Okay, and thank you so much, Sister Neal. It was a pleasure meeting you on the blog, and look forward to meeting you in person. And thank you, Bilal, for this opportunity to reach out to our community. Just a few updates. From the April 4 meeting, the gentleman who was in charge of the Adams Enterprises said to please share his information. He was out of Biloxi, Mississippi. If you want to contact him, his number is 1-228-209-2877, because he wants to continue his talk on the China and entrepreneurial business involvement, and that includes such things as getting with your own product, getting your own label with your own product. Also, he'll be talking with you by you contacting him on job creation and business creation. I liked his motto. His motto was, get rid of the fear of failure. You're going to fail. That's how you become successful. So keep that in mind. Don't let the fear of it's not going to work hold you back. It's not going to work at first. It might not work 2, 3, 4, 10 times, but eventually failure is going to mean success, because failure is nothing but success turned upside down anyway. Along with the the idea of that July outreach to Mother Africa, and I'm glad you said that. Thank you so much for sharing that. That diaspora outreach could be the Give a Goat. And when, as soon as you said that, I said, great, brother, you're right on it. So I attached that to my information for what we would do with the month of July. Let's make that not only reaching out to Mother Africa, but let's put attached to that the Give a Goat project that we had mentioned earlier. Last time we met, we talked about the suggestion on real estate, because we have to remember, with gentrification taking place so much across the country, neighbors and territories and areas that people did not want, they suddenly find them to be a gem, and so they push our people out because we are renters, we are tenants. And so when the landlords own that land, when they sell us out from under, then we lose a lot. We lose where we're living, and we lose our businesses too. So keep in mind, those young men who were ousted out of Starbucks, their meeting that day was on what? Real estate investment. You don't know who was sort of listening in and saying, let's have this thing happen so these men can't get together and put this brilliant idea of talking to their people about real estate investment. We don't know who's here in your business and what they plan to do to wipe you out from under with your ideas. Nevertheless, I just wanted you to know the purpose of their meeting was real estate investment.
Okay.
And so that's
Thank
another
you.
Thing in our blog that we have to keep talking about. Let's own where we are, not just be tenants to where we are. And there's so much more stuff. But anyway, my dear brother, thank you for giving me the opportunity to work with you. And with your prayers and with faith moving forward, this is going to be our time. And we have to be hand in hand to make sure that our efforts are united and not splintered at all. You know, I say that all the time. We've got to make this thing a national thing, not some little group over here doing their thing, another little group over there doing their thing, because the impact is not as great when you have splintered groups trying to do their own thing. This has to be a joint effort in all that we do, because the impact is greater the more united we are. It's good to have everybody on tonight. Stay with us. Stay tuned to giving us your input, just as you did with the Black Friday Welfare Day, and we got that input. It got us on the road to work. Give us more of your input so we can continue working for you. Have a great evening.
All right. Thanks so much, Sister Swan. Again, we look forward to all of our efforts. And thanks so much for your efforts. Not only you, but all of our directors. Many of them are not here, but I can say I am so proud of all of our directors. And these directors, I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about highly professional spokespersons that we have on that have volunteered their services to participate in this business efforts that we're trying to achieve here. So we ask that you, if you find the business association or what we're trying to do as far as create the values in our communities, we ask that you share this information with others and have them to call in every Wednesday. Your number is 657-383-1372. They can email us and share in on our email. That would be the nabassc@gmail.com. nabassc@gmail.com. They can call 202-288-5660, 202-903-7278. And until next Wednesday, we look forward to having all of our listeners and continuing our networking and business associations that in our communities. Thanks so much for your time, and we'll see you next week at the same time.
If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? How long have you hated your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher? Do you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? People must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation
would make a better society. Now some of us would rather cuss and make a fuss than to bring about a little trust. But we shall overcome, I believe, someday, if you'll only listen to what I have to say.
And how long have you held your white teacher?
Who told you you love your black preacher? Can you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? I say now people must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation
would make a better society. And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer?